You think I am the healer, and you're out of the game? You think I am the dealer, and you're more than broken and lame? Does the dark shine of your glory bring you out in clouds of shame? I don't mean to pry. I just know you can't lie.
Who are you talking to?
Whoever is listening. Can you hear them? The sirens? The lost and forgotten screaming out for acceptance, safety. Poor souls. You can't blame them. No. You can never blame the soul.
They haven't been forgotten. That's why we're here.
Do you even know how we're going to get these souls back?
No.
And you call yourself a soul catcher?
I am a soul catcher. An apparently gravely necessary one, according to you. And you're supposed to know this was your idea.
Of course I know.
Well then, why did you...
I was trying to determine how much actual explaining and narrating I'm going to have to do on this, shall we say, watery voyage of ours. If you don't know, then it tells me that you probably haven't been down here in quite a while.
Isn't that a good thing?
Technically, yes. A testament to your species and to your penance. But it does have its downsides. In many ways. Certainly more ways than one. At least.
What are you talking about?
New management. You haven't noticed anything different about the shapes in the water?
I've never had enough time to fully take them in. But I am aware of the shapes that morph along with time. By the sun, they are somewhat glassy, edgy, not quite there. By night, they are terrifying, but almost convey their own fear, almost like the fear of the self is greater than the fear of outsiders or intruders.
Seems like a pretty concise analysis to me, ZZ.
It's only within the last 100 years that sightings have been reported by others.
You make your kind sound so cloak and dagger.
We can be.
Someone once described you lot as the neighborhood watch of the netherworld. Not exactly MI6.
Hey, somebody had to look out for suburbia, okay? We can't all just appear when things get dire to the point we can no longer ignore them. And then just navel gaze in another dimension the rest of the timeless time.
I do not navel gaze.
Keep telling yourself that, Smiley. Also, do be specific and tell me who coined that phrase.
I did. About 8 secondless seconds ago. Whatever they are.
You're an ass. You are also contradicting yourself. Back in the house, you called me special. Literally use the word special.
I should make that my new middle name.
What? Ass.
Oh, he's funny. Isn't he funny, listeners? No. I meant contradiction. Have you heard my speech pattern?
Often enough, whenever a lecture is on at the Hall of Spooky Misery, you can just abbreviate that to Dick.
I'll abbreviate you in a minute.
What does that even mean?
You don't want to know.
What is it with you? Ever since we entered this place, you've gone all grumpy.
Well, firstly, I'm not exactly comfortable. And secondly, my focus is somewhat split trying to maintain this projection pod.
This what now?
Projection pod.
Still not getting it.
The clue is in the name.
Wait. Is this a parallel pocket projection?
Sexy amount of alliteration, my dear. And yes.
It's impressive. I've never come across one on this scale before. Not to mention the shape. Seems like you took that part rather seriously.
I like riding the line between symmetry and chaos. Occasionally, I have the tendency to split my differential and tip on over the side. But not often. And I took every part of it seriously. Well, there is a bit of comedy in the color. Love me some fluorescence. Red just seemed a bit too submarine-y. And as we're beneath an ocean of, well, the nearly and dearly dead, green just seemed like a nice contrast.
Agreed.
Plus, it's a good idea to make your presence known in a place like this. Come in peace and all that, otherwise you'll leave in pieces. Or won't leave at all. Parallel pocket projection, or no parallel pocket projection.
You just wanted an excuse to say that twice, didn't you?
Possibly.
You should give this thing a name.
Blasphemy from the fallen angel in the house! She's not an it, she's a she, and her name is Bubbles.
You're kidding me. Bubbles.
She's my personal bubble, so what's wrong with the name Bubbles?
It just seems a bit strange to call a miniaturized parallel pocket universal projection that.
Well, Strange is actually my middle name, and her name is Bubbles. Bubbles and Strange, we could start a band. You could be on whiny backing vocals. We could call the first song Teardrops on My Converse.
Fuck you.
Do you get it now? Do you get why I'm uncomfortable?
Because you have to take my insults, insult me, and maintain the projection?
That, and the fact that she is my personal bubble, and you are inside her.
Well, that's inappropriate.
Then get out.
As much as you hate to admit it, you know I'm more useful by your side than out there. For many reasons.
Yes, dear. I believe you are. Because they are awake. They are awake. And for their own forsaken sake, they bathe in the black, watery sun. Just as they burn on the white, fiery moon. You may run. He will walk. And your rest will be for naught. The markings burn as their presence learns, but then returns as she returns. There's no concerns, they just relearn as the souls I'll cry to him, souls I'll die for her on the path through the dark. He is the spark, the dark spark. She is the spark, the dark spark. When the new truth forever reigned, she was blamed for killing the flame. Now the old lie forever strains, and she remains to kill the same. They remain. Always they remain. In this place. In their sunken place. It is not up to me, listeners. No, not this time. The sanity clause has no power here. Here, the souls confess. Expect no less. For in this sunken place, lest we are their guests.
Bubble, bubble, toil and trouble.
That's not even slightly funny. I would start thinking about getting ready if I was me, and I am me, so I am thinking that. And therefore I suggest that you start too.
Get ready for what?
In my case, I'm turning the charm up to 11. You better start kneeling. the Keepers aren't exactly fond of angels.
I'm beginning to think that there isn't anybody left out there who is.
It's that sort of thinking that got you into this mess. Now kneel and get your game face on. You're gonna need it. Won't be long now.
Won't be long till what?
He's a-coming. And she's a-coming.
Who's coming?
They are. The curators of the sunken place. The keepers of the underwell.
Since when have there been keepers of the underwell?
Since me. Do you see it? The light. The soothing light in the distance.
It's beautiful.
That's what they all say about the light at the end of the endless tunnel. Right up until you get closer to it, or it gets closer to you. Then you realize it's a freight train, and you're about to get hit. Hard.
What are you on about?
I'm talking about you, Angel Face. You are about to be hit in the face with an all-powerful fist. Two all-powerful fists, actually. Maybe even four, depending on how you're counting. So I would clench up if I were you. It's about to get furious up in here. I'll do my best to calm them down. No promises, though. Ah, here we go. Deep breath, darling. It's good to see you. Both of you. Well, you know. I'm aware that brooding and needing for two isn't easy. But you handle it well.
Who is she? He.
They are curare, and they are beautiful.
Curare?
Curare.
They're not saying much.
Wait for it, they just need to feel out the room.
Meaning?
They're attempting to determine how to communicate through their dual purpose. Their rather unique method of communication. I was having a clever day.
Okay, now you've lost me.
Most dual beings such as this find it difficult to see outsiders like us within their own self. Meaning that their two soul purposes, if you like, are locked in to two truths of the universe. And two truths only. One truth each. That's the theory, anyway.
And what are those two truths, exactly?
Desire and despair. Perfect for keeping watch on the sunken place, guarding the lost souls of the underwell. I was hoping for delirium instead of despair, but I was all out of that. You can stand up now, by the way. I was lying about the punching.
Jesus. You're saying you did this?
I told you I was having a clever day.
They've been spliced? Did he do this to you, Curare?
You don't have to answer that. Well, it turns out I wasn't lying. How about that?
You know what, Red? You are such a pig. And an ass. You're a pig's ass. Ow. Okay. Curare, I'm so...
Curare, please don't choke my furious angel. He was only trying to apologize for metaphysical blasphemy. Do you know why we are here?
I know why. Do you?
I hope so, otherwise we're all in a lot of trouble.
Their voice is...
Oh, Jesus.
Not now, dear. Curare, we are here to get back some things that were left behind. Dropped unintentionally. Was nobody's fault. You know the score. Good things usually happen, bad things sometimes happen. And the ratio just seems to tip towards the dark whenever our feathery friend here is in the pictureless picture. So, if you would be so kind...
No. I will not help you. I will not help anyone. And you cannot make me. And you... me. Zerzura. Furious One. The man with the unbreakable broken wings. Frenzied Jester of the Fallen. On the good days. Your good days show promise. They show love, desire, purposes of differing kinds. But the bad days, despair. And despair, despair is my purpose. It's not your only purpose, though. Am I right? Not the only truth inside you.
Not when I look at him. The creator. The destroyer.
I think they're talking about you, Red.
I am aware that you think that. Thank you. What can you see, ZZ? Describe what your eyes tell you when they are laid upon Curare.
I see a beautiful woman. A beautiful woman in pain. Her skin is blue with a fiery haze of purple. Her eyes green, like yours, glowing. Tears. Long wavy black hair, eternally soaked in the blood of the tainted souls she was made to protect. She remains. Her sole purpose, her truth, and my fear, linked.
Very good, Angel Face.
Perceptive.
Now look at me. Curare, look at me. Now, ZZ, ask me what I see.
Tell me.
I see a man. A man I once knew well. His glowing green eyes aged. His faceless face lined. His smile wide. His hair wise, grey and short. Ivory skin, spindly limbs, wonderful chin. And the reason why I soaked myself in sin.
What the hell did you do?
Trust me, that is a story for another time, another place, another outfit. The important thing is, you're looking at me now, Curare, aren't you? You can't not look now that you're looking. And what I see is desire, my dear, not despair. I don't see what ZZ sees. I see an opportunity.
Okay, forgetting what you would actually have to do to mess up someone's existence as much as you've messed up Curare's. Forgetting that, just for the moment, what is happening? How are we seeing two different people?
You ever hear the expression, what you see is what you get? The way your life's been going lately, it's no wonder that you can only see her.
And you don't see her. Not ever.
Sometimes, if I try very hard, what was it you said earlier? Sole purpose, truth, and fear, linked. What are you scared of, Zerzuro? Pain. Heartbreak. Loss. Death. It's all good. You see what you fear the most.
And you don't.
Of course I do. I feel what I desire. It's like what our demonic friend said about cats. Half in, half out, anyway. Does that make sense?
Not really.
Good. Too much sense is bad for the soul. I have often always never not thought that the fear of the unknown and the desire to understand were sometimes two sides of the same coin. Or rather, the same sides of a different coin. Knowing not what is on the other sideless side of either. That's where the fear comes from.
So you fear the unknown. So do a lot of people.
Think it through, Z. What would someone who fears the unknown as a pastime desire and therefore fear the most?
You mean... oh, God.
Exactly. Someone who doesn't, because they have no reason to. Because they already have all the answers. And they can take it. Sexy, right? They have already worked together. They have already discovered the secret. Haven't you, Curare?
Well, I don't like to boast.
That's a lie.
Of course it's a lie. I can lie. It's a desire of mine. Please do set fire to my legs if you think I'm lying.
I'm all out of fire, my darling. And we are running out of time. How do we get your other half to return the souls to Zerzuro? You can't return them to me. I'm no angel. Not anymore.
You can say that again.
Hush now. The souls have to be given freely to Zerzuro by you, by way of my words. Physical contact must be made. But the other you is never, never going to go for it. But there has to be a way around that. What am I missing?
Well, you're definitely missing something. There's a lesson in here, somewhere.
Normally I love the whole guessing game thing, but we're really on the clock here. Give me a hint.
Oh, I couldn't. I couldn't possibly.
You're lying.
Possibly.
Do hurry up, dear. Eternity isn't on our side today.
Think China.
Oh, that is good.
What is?
One half of two souls bound together. Their purposes merged at separation. Their other pieces lost, adrift, rotting along with the two hosts I took them from. That I had to take them from. To make sure they would survive.
Forget trying to make yourself feel better. What does it mean?
It means that when merged, the soul's absolute truths are not so absolute anymore. That they can be altered. If only temporarily. The ancient soul dualism tradition. Every living human has a spiritual, ethereal yang soul that departs their body after death. And a po-corporeal yin soul that remains.
And what, you ripped out two barely compatible yang souls and stuck them together? Then dumped them down here to guard more complete, if tainted, versions of themselves? Doesn't sound so clever now.
Maybe not. Let's amend that and call it one of my busy days. But alas, we're not here for me. We're here for you, Zerzuro. You and only you. You have to remember why it is that you do what you do. You have to remember again. You want to despair? That's fine. But desire can lead to despair. Just as despair can lead to the desire to break the cycle. Do your thing, Angel Face. Remember, She will project your despair right back at you. You're going to have to power through it.
Curare, look at me. And this time, resist the urge to punch me in the jaw.
If you can, don't strain yourself.
Not helping.
Why am I here? Everybody never tells me. It's just noise. All of it. You attempt to rise up and you're pulled back down into the inky blackness. It's always never been easy, but lately it's never not been difficult. The pain, it radiates.
Because the darkness is rising. I'm sure you, of all beings, are no stranger to overcrowding, but the souls I dropped in this place, the souls I had to leave behind, there is an underlying cause. Angels in the higher place are disappearing. The fallen are being exhausted trying to keep the demons underneath, to the point where people are dying way before their time and not crossing over, not properly.
Why should I care? The darkness is always rising, always never not rising. You just need to live long enough to watch all the light go out. Thanks to the man that grins red, it is now my charge to guide the lost souls through the sunken place. My sunken place. A full-time preoccupation, you can imagine. Except in here, in Redgrin's safe zone. Another timeless time. Another placeless place. There is no more noise. No more. Not on this floor. Hi, Bubbles.
She says, hello, darling.
The noise would greatly lessen out there along with your charge if you returned those souls to me now.
You angelic jellyface.
Well, that's a new one.
You furious ones. All of you, you have evolved to attach some semblance of determinant emotional significance to what is always never more than the survival tactic of the never not there. The souls must remain here.
Curare, some of... No, screw it. All of the souls that were under my care, that you have down here, still have living hosts. People on the brink of death, that still have a long life to live. People who I have tried and failed to save. Not every lost soul has to remain lost forever. It can be found again. It all depends on how much time the hosts have left. Down here, time doesn't matter. It isn't moving one way or the other. Not to you, not to him. But those people up there, people who are suffering because the darkness is rising, a darkness that is ripping souls from their hosts long before their time, they don't have the paradoxical luxury of timeless time.
The ones on Earth do nothing but suffer from time.
Are you serious? The only way to create change is to create time, because things change through time. How long have you been doing this? Do you know? Have you thought about it? Have you given it any consideration at all? Look, where I reside on Earth, time moves forwards. Things change. And I can tell you, I've been around a long ass time, hundreds and hundreds of human years. I have known this man, the one who created you, for most of that time. And I am going to tell you right now, Curare, you are his most recent creation that I'm aware of. No, don't look at him. Look at me. I've known Redgrin since the beginning. For as long as I can remember, he has created so many good things and destroyed so many more bad things. And a lot of questionable things either side of that. And I would say that you fall within the gray area category, given that you are necessary. But he bodged the soul bond. No, actually, he bodged the bodge of his bodge. So you're suffering. But let me tell you, you weren't the first. Look at where we are. Held inside bubbles, a parallel pocket projection of Redgrin's safe zone. No time in here. Out there? The sunken place, your domain? No time out there either. But above your domain? Out there in that giant expansive universe that you can't always see? Time does exist for almost everyone in it. And that is one other dimension in an infinite array of possibilities and equally possible impossibilities. It's always the same. Time moves for us. We use it to live. We use it to die. We use it to change. We use time so you can use us to change. To kickstart that desire that I know you want and you know that I need. Come on, Q. Break the cycle. Let us help you.
I have never met an angel like you before.
That's probably because no other angel you've met is best friends with your creator.
I would say that's a bit of an exaggeration.
Shut it! You are one to talk about exaggeration. Curare, this is a man who you have to love, but want to hate. Just like me. Most of the time, anyway.
It's funny.
Funny? That's good. Funny's good.
In a place with timeless time, it seems like nothing matters. And maybe it doesn't, maybe. I don't know.
Exactly. You don't know. It's like science and religion. Science has nothing to say about the nature of a creator because they don't know. And those words are the basic foundation of the scientific method. The very beginning of wisdom.
But I know my creator's nature.
To understand, to create, to destroy, and therefore to change.
Yes, change. He has the capacity to change.
Change what?
My mind. I shall return your soulless souls.
Thank you.
I hope they can be returned to their hosts in time.
Hope? Well, that's a good emotion.
If I desire it, I can manifest it outwards. I did not know I could do that. You've made me more self-aware. It's more than slightly confusing.
Full-time occupation, as you can imagine. Right then, can we get on with this? Bubbles is getting tired.
How are we going to do this, exactly?
Well, we'll hold hands, stand in a circle, bridge our minds, chant, and hope for the best. That's what I did, back in the day. It usually worked.
Well, that's encouraging.
Don't despair, Zerzuro. Not now. You've expended all that effort.
That wasn't despair. That was sarcasm.
Is there a difference?
I hope so.
What do you think, listeners? Maybe that could be the topic for next time. If I ever get out of here. Do let me know. And in the meantime, don't forget to subscribe and tweet me over at ArcJester for many possibly impossibly possible impossibilities. Now, if you'll excuse us, we've got some souls to send home, and some dark light complacency that needs investigating. As always, my podcast pumpkins, your presence was initiated. Your presence is always appreciated. It hopes to be delineated and never forever eliminated. Now then, my celestial lovelies, let us pray. As always, do feel free to eternally externalize. I can't do this on my own. And whatever you do, angel face, hold tight. Oh, you who are the opener of ways, hear my voice. Oh, you whose ears pierce the walls of noise, hear my voice. Oh, you who walk unheeding through the winds of fear, hear my voice. You are the dark pupil of the sun, the knowledgeable eclipse in the iris of fire. You are the seeing darkness. Guide the soulless soul safely through the terrors of our own unseeing. Preserve them from their unspoken sorrows. Return them safely through the gate of becoming, and open for them the door that admits humankind to the eternally external garden. Oh, you, you and only you, who are the opener of ways, please do walk with me.